Foxy, what's going on?
Thank you. A leading climate expert has said that people affected by worsening storms, heat waves and floods could soon be able to sue the oil and power companies they blame for global warming. He is Dr. Miles Allen from Oxford University's Department of Physics, and he's on the phone now. Good evening.
Good evening.
How have you arrived at this rather extraordinary conclusion?
Well, it's not my job as a scientist to say what people ought to do. Let's say this straight away. It is our job to say what's possible. And all we're saying is that increasingly it won't be enough for the Met Office just to predict the weather and describe it to you. They're going to have to explain it as well.
So
tell you why the weather is the way it is, because it's increasingly different from the way it would have been if we hadn't interfered with it.
And has your team come up with a way of assessing whether individual events were caused by human activity?
That's right. Well, we call these the climate that might have been type experiments. I mean, a lot of people are commenting, for example, that this has been a relatively cold year, and it's true, it has been. But for Charles Dickens, this would have been a scorcher.
Right.
And that's really the difference we're seeing here, which is that not so much that you can see, you know, things due to global warming all the time, but things are happening which might have happened anyway, but which the chances of them happening are changing because of what we're doing to the climate.
What could that mean potentially for people in this country affected by floods, for example?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. I mean, you mentioned the idea of suing oil companies and so on. I think most people agree that's relatively far down the line if it ever happens at all. But a big issue is going to be people feeling that they're entitled to compensation if they've been affected by climate change. And that means we're going to have to decide how to determine what's an impact of climate change and what's simply bad luck due to bad weather.
And that's
what this science is all about.
Can you see a possible legal route for this, for some kind of legal action?
It may well go that way. I mean, the thing is, if people bought houses, 30, 40 years ago, knowing nothing about climate change, and find that their house has been devalued because the climate has changed all around them, they could just shrug their shoulders and feel unlucky. But it's only human nature that they're going to want to look around for someone to blame.
I suppose it might be one thing to establish that human activity was responsible for some kind of event or global warming, but establishing blame and pinning it on a particular company is very different, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, all we're talking about here is the scientific problem of establishing whether or not greenhouse gases have caused a particular have made a particular weather event more likely. I mean, going back to try and trace who was responsible for the greenhouse gases is obviously also a very hard problem. But it's not impossible. We do actually know where these gases come from pretty accurately.
Okay, thank you very much. Fascinating story. Dr. Miles Allen from the Department of Physics at Oxford University.